Gemma.
Hello, Scott.
I've been reading your email with interest.
Yes.
Tell me what's happened.
Well, last night, well, obviously yesterday, Valentine's Day, and I'm a single girl, but I'm cool with that. Anyway, me and my mum decided to go out for a drink. She said she would treat us and we'd go and have a nice girls' night together.
Okay. Where was this? Just down the local, was it?
Local pub, just local pub.
Right.
And we thought we'd go for a spot of food and go and have a few drinks, which we did, and we were having a lovely time. But then it just got a bit weird because she... It was like a group of guys standing at the opposite end of the pub. She kept saying things like, oh, he's nice, isn't he? And I was like, oh, Mum, you know, leave him. It's fine. No. And then she kind of kept saying, oh, wouldn't he be nice? He's got a nice smile. And then she kind of disappeared. She kept disappearing off to the toilet. And she disappeared for the second time. And she was putting a word in with these blokes for me. And I was so embarrassed.
What, so you looked over?
I looked over and all these lads looked over and she'd gone up to this particular one with a nice smile who she thought she'd set us up with. And he was like looking across.
Oh, was she pointing?
Yeah, yeah, she said, there you see, he likes you, doesn't he? And yeah. I was like,
That one there, that's my daughter, that one there.
Honestly, I was so embarrassed. So then she said, well, you never know, I might get a call from him.
What do you mean?
She'd given him her mobile number for me. So I was absolutely mortified.
So all these lads, were they kind of looking over and kind of sizing you up?
Well, yes, and they were nice. They were like a good-looking bunch of blokes, but not when I'm sat with him, Mum. You know, I was like, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed.
Gemma, you said on your email you want to know whether this is normal behaviour or not for a mother.
I kind of think I know the answer. Like, that's not right, is it?
I don't think it's right, no.
Not normal.
I know, I think it's wrong.
But she thinks it's really nice.
Well, she thinks she's doing you a massive favour.
Yeah, I think she genuinely thinks that I don't have the skills, the life skills, you know, to find my own partner. So she's got to do it for us.
Does she worry you'll end up a spinster? With cats.
Yes, with cats smelling of wee and knitting a lot. Yeah. There's always that concern. Yeah.
Laura looked horrified at the knitting comment then. It's her new big hobby.
I've got a boyfriend!
That's what whatever. She said.
He's going to a lot of conferences at the moment, hasn't he?
Does his name change on a regular basis?
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1.
That's quite disturbed me, you know.
Yeah.
It's not right, is it?
It's
your own mother.
Very wrong.
Over the other side of the pub, pointing at you while stood with a load of fit blokes going, come on, you would, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? It's my daughter, you would, wouldn't you? Oh, I don't like that at all.
Wrong.
Ugh. Now, we were talking to Gemma, earlier this week, and her mum had been trying to set her up with just random blokes in the pub. Gemma is single at the moment, she's happy about that. But at one point, her mum went over to the other side of the pub, talked to the blokes, and was just seen by her daughter pointing over, going, yep,
yeah,
that's her. And Gemma would quite like to do something about this. Gemma?
Hello, how are you?
Very good. Now, your mum keeps trying to set you up, doesn't she?
She does, unfortunately, yes.
And you wanted us to give her a call, didn't you?
Yes.
We did that earlier today.
Oh, my goodness.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, go on, then.
Here's when we called your mum.
Okay.
As prospective suitors for you.
Hello.
Oh, hi. I don't quite know how to start this, but you gave me your number the other night about, we were in the pub. It was about your daughter. You said had a nice smile.
That was my daughter, yes.
Yeah, is she all right?
She's fine.
And how are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah, have you recovered?
Just about.
Has she recovered?
Just about.
Okay. Well, I thought she had a really nice smile too, so, I think as well as the nice smile, I think she's got a lovely face.
She has. She's got a beautiful face.
In fact, all her features are nice.
Except for her mother.
Yes. All her features are nice, aren't they? Do you not think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does she have a sister?
She does have a sister. She has an older sister.
Is she free, available?
Well, she's just got engaged in France at the moment.
Oh, that's a shame. That'd be my ultimate.
Oh.
You know?
So
yes, she's not available?
She's not available,
okay.
No.
Are you available? Maybe all of us could get together, you, me and your daughter.
No, maybe not.
You know? That'd be a dream come true.
I don't think so.
It's like every man's ultimate fantasy. Hubba hubba, you know?
I think you're very sick.
If you think that, I might feel a bit outnumbered, I could, like, bring a mate along as well. We'd all get a bit.
You are really sick.
So, she wasn't up for a double date, really,
was
she?
Not very open-minded, was she?
Not at all, no. So, after that call, there was only one thing left to do, really. Imagine a mother's worst nightmare. We had to call her with the UK's premier Lothario. It's Russell Brands!
Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Forsooth, me lady! My name is Russell, and I've been given your telephone number.
Sorry?
I've been given your phone number.
Yeah, well,
I am told, correct me if I am wrong, that there is a female of the species going a-begging. And I am told, correct me if I've grasped the wrong end of the stick, that you are the lady who can help, in the words of R. Kelly, put my key in her ignition.
Who is this?
What say ye, dear lady? How much for a bit of the wench? How was that, Gemma?
That was brilliant. Thank you very much. I don't think she's going to do it again.
Nope, me neither.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Glad we could help. Scott Mills, Radio 1. 5 to 5. I feel a bit dirty and wrong now. It's horrible in so many ways. That's like the worst thing you could ever say to a mother. And I am told, correct me if I've grasped the wrong end of the stick, that you are the lady who can help, in the words of R. Kelly, put my key in her ignition. I'm sorry about that, I really am. Also, I'm also sorry because I don't know why I've turned Russell into a pirate today. As we discussed earlier in the week, the impression, it comes and it goes, forsooth. Today he was a pirate. I don't know why.